I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my tongue. I will glorify the Lord with me. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice and says, come glorify the Lord with me. Yeah, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. What an amazing God we come to this morning. Amen. Come exalt the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. His praise will, I still remember it in KJV, sorry, continually be on my mouth. My soul will make a boast in thee, Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Come glorify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's why we have gathered here, haven't we? Yeah? Let's stand, let's worship, let's focus, let's, as the old song says, let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him.
Raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. For always being our rock and a firm foundation for us, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord, you are my Savior. You have saved me and brought me into your family. You have made me your son.
Thank you, Lord, for you are my father, my friend, my brother. You play multiple roles in my life. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Morning, everyone. I want to share something that God has done to me last Sunday.
Maybe we can see.
Last Sunday, I was feeling very drowsy. Before that, earlier, a month ago, I had seizure. After that, last Sunday, I feel very drowsy and I feel my legs and my feet, everything is going up. I don't know what is happening with me. While I was at home, then I said, no, this Sunday I have to go to church. Let whatever happen there, I will, even something happened to me, I will sleep in the church only. Wow. I said to myself, and I took a cab. Even in the cab, I was not feeling well. My legs, hand, everything is going up. I don't know what is happening with me. And I said, God will heal me, no problem. Keep faith on God. And I just came to church. After coming, even I'm not comfort in sitting. I'm not comfort. Then after the worship, after the service, I've went to pastor and I asked him, I'm feeling like this. I don't know what is happening with me. And pastor suggests me, you go and pray with that sister. You go and do prayer with. She's a powerful prayer. She had a powerful praise and worship. Then I said, okay, let's go to her, that sister, and pray. Then while she was praying, this is the first time, around my body, some body shape, like outline structure, it is showing some pressure, some kind of thing. I have Holy Spirit thing that I am feeling pressure. Then I've stood for some time. Then after she kept continuous praying, then I fell back. Then that everything, what I'm feeling, what my legs, that everything was gone. Praise to the Lord for that. And this is the first time I felt that spirit, this is the first time. Like God said to, God said to Abraham, you leave your hometown and go to the place where I showed you. God chose me this Word of Grace Church as the stage, center stage for feeling that Holy Spirit, that thing. I think the Spirit is filled with our praises and everything is. And I praise to the Lord. Thank you for helping me. And now this time, afterwards, after that also, I was somewhat weak. Still, I keep on, this helps me. This is a testing time for me. This helps me to keep faith on God and to continue and to proclaim His grace and to be in His, whatever the wind, whatever the mighty wind blows, we have to stand Him, we have to stand on a rock. That is like a real Christian. And I want to share this thing with you. Thank you.
Anyone else? Testimony of praise to Jesus.
I really want to testify this deliverance that I experienced last Sunday. And I was going through this involuntary anxiety, palpitations, panic. While I was in office in the middle of the day, suddenly it would just start and, I would go to the washroom and just start crying. And it took a long time for me to calm down. And this would happen every day. And I know it is on account of a lot of disturbance that is going on in my life right now. And last Sunday when, we were called ahead and I reluctantly went because just the previous night I'd prayed, I'd rebuked the enemy, I'd done all of that. And I believe that, I'm delivered. But I said, no, I will step out in faith. And when, Donna started praying, I felt the power of God so mightily hit me, I fell and I just felt that entire burden just, thrown out. It was literally like it was sucked and thrown out. And it just filled me with such cool breeze. I was just feeling so nice. I could not even walk till this place. Somehow I managed and I just didn't want to. I was feeling so refreshed, so alive, so much loved, accepted, wanted. And since that day, and it is today, it's 1 week, I've not faced that involuntary anxiety and that. And I really want to praise God for delivering me in this. Thank you.
Last week, I took Joanna and Jordan to Meher for praying. And she prayed for them, and I could feel that heat coming upon her. And even Joanna and Jordan felt the heat, I felt the heat, Meher felt the heat. So healing is happening in this church, I believe.
I want to testify on behalf of Manju. Last Sunday when Donna was praying over them, so when Manju and her kid returned home, even before she could share, her husband recognized that joy in her, and he even asked her, what happened, why are you so happy and all that. And the kid, Biju, so he has not been eating properly and not drinking water properly. He was troubling her, but then the very next day or on that day, he started eating all by himself and drinking water all by himself. And that itself is really great, and she felt very loved here, accepted here, because when Raju took the kid in his lap, she was really surprised because nobody ever did that to her son. So God is really at work every Sunday, and even as we meet personally at gym and prayer meetings. So on Friday when I asked Meher to pray for my niece who was in Hyderabad, so while Meher was praying, she felt the heat. And then the next day when I checked with my sister, she said there's just no fever at all. So I really want to thank God for working such amazing miracles amongst us.
While Vinod was sharing his testimony, I was reminded of the paralytic man. You know, his four friends carried him to where Jesus was, and they made a hole in the roof and they lowered him down, and Jesus was healed, the paralytic man. I felt that Vinod took a step of faith. He could have stayed back at home and said, you know, what if anything happens to me? What if I collapse or anything? But he took a step of faith. He came, he honored God, because we know that he loves God, and God's presence is priceless. And we all have honored God today by coming together, and God's presence is here, powerfully, evidently, to heal, to restore, to forgive, and also to build friendships and relationships. And God is compassionate, and he's in our midst.
Salvation is for not just our soul, but our body, mind, everything. Yes, and when he comes to bring wholeness. Amen. You know, it says his goodness and mercy will follow us all, some, all the days of our lives. Let's just stand and just tell him how much we love him. Jesus. We just love you so much. Because your mercies have never, ever failed us. You've never let us down. Just so overwhelmed with your love and your kindness and your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place today. And I do feel that there are many here who have experienced Him. And there are some here with a heavy heart who feel that if others can feel Him, why not me? You feel that maybe the Lord has forgotten you, but I'd like to say that He hasn't. He knows you by name. He knows what you're going through. He knows every need. He knows every lack. He knows every sorrow. And maybe today you feel, Lord, all this that I hear is all good, but where are you in my life? I have cried many tears, Lord, but you haven't heard me. And I feel the Lord is saying, I am here. Every tear I have captured in my hands. Many have received healing and you say, where is mine? Many have received news of jobs. Where is mine? Many have had favor and you ask, where is mine? Many children I see normal, but why is mine not? And I just feel the Lord say, I love you and I am with you. So I just want to call all those who would like to feel the presence of His love, who'd like to feel the Lord. All those with heavy hearts, tears running down your cheeks right now. The Lord says, come to me. Come to me and give me your burden. I will give you rest. I promise. It's all right. It's all okay. The tears you cry are in my hands. They will not go unnoticed. There are those who have been heartbroken. There are some of you who have been rejected, maybe rejected from childhood, rejected by your parents, rejected by people where you work, rejected by your loved one. I just ask that you take a step of faith and come forward right now.
first, just let's stay in an attitude of worship. Just focus on the goodness of God here. Begin to probably sing this song over those who are still waiting for prayer.
Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Through the years you've always been there. Great is your love for us, your love for us. Through the years you've always been there. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Through the years you've always been there. Great is your love.
Chorus, come on, together, yeah? Acknowledging His faithfulness in our lives.
Great is your faithfulness.
Oh! remember God's faithfulness. And I want to recount it in my life. You know, right from the time I was born, God was with us. My dad was an alcoholic, and God delivered him. After many, many years, God set him free and gave him 7 years of sobriety before he died. The year after he died, I was in hospital, and I was in bed for 3 months with TB, jaundice, typhoid, malaria. Everything that could hit my body, hit my body. I could have died. I remember that Easter and Good Friday in bed, unable to stomach anything, and God raised me from my sick bed. A year later, I got married.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now, God is faithful. It doesn't end there. I almost lost Andrew. Many years later, a prophet said, there was a dark hand over your womb that tried to snatch this child of destiny. But God was with you, and he didn't allow it to happen. Andrew was born. Within 10 months, I was in hospital. Acute appendicitis. Within 6 months, I was in hospital. An ovarian cyst this size. God, the doctor thought it was cancer. And I said, God, whatever. My life is in your hands. God delivered me from that. When Andrew was 1 year old, I had malaria 3 times. Wait for the fever to come down, nurse my baby. Wait for the fever to come down, nurse my baby. One cyst was removed, but there were multiple cysts. The doctor said, I may not conceive again. I was thankful for one child. 6 years later, I have a dream. I don't dream babies. I have a dream of this chubby baby. Andrew was not chubby. He was tall and long and only limbs. I dreamt of this chubby baby, chubby bottoms, lots of hair. Andrew was bald, so I'm not having deja vu. Okay? Chubby baby on my stomach. Just born. And I did a test and I was pregnant with Jessica. If that was not enough, I almost lost Jessica. And I had to be in bed for 1 month with my feet up. I had to do a test because I was over 35. And they said, this child is a high risk of Down syndrome, if you know what that is. I was advised to abort this child. And I said, no. What father gives you a stone when you ask for fish? Will he give me a scorpion when I've asked for bread? And we held on. And we didn't know what we were giving birth to. 9 months later, chubby baby, black hair, chubby bottoms on my stomach. Doctors quickly take her to test. Check her, everything. And I'm checking every toe, finger, eyes, because I know what Down syndrome looks like. And I said, this baby is normal. Isn't God good? This baby is not just normal. This baby is hyper-intelligent. Okay? Got the highest number of prizes in the 10th standard. 6 prizes. Walks away with 6 prizes. 92%. First in her division. First in 11th year. And we are expecting great things for standard 12. This is our God, my friends. Was it a cakewalk? You come and I'll tell you. Stories of when my father wanted to jump out of the 8th floor because he could see people sitting on the coconut tree calling him. He had visual, auditory, and tactual hallucinations. As a 7-year-old, you go to school with those things in your mind. You know what it does to you? It messes you up. I was a failure in school. People gave up on my dad, but not God. He got delivered at a church camp. 8th standard, my report card was all red lines, except in French, would you believe it? Okay? Warning, if Nawaz does not pick up, she will be detained. It frightened the crap out of me, but it brought me close to God. That is when God became real for me. And from then on, it was a steady climb. Some of you know the story, that I came first in my college and I topped the university in my master's. Wow. This is my God, my friends. He can take your ashes and He can make it beauty. Don't look at me. I want you to look at God. This is what God can do with impossible situations. I thought if I pass my 10th standard, man, I'm sorted. This is it, you know. I ended with a scholarship to Oxford. This is my God. This is your God. Great. This is, these songs for me are not words. This is life. I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death and I've come out. My dad didn't survive cancer. That's okay. But my dad, God gave him 7 years of sobriety. All glory to Jesus. He restored my family. He restored my beautiful father to us. What an amazing God we serve. And we, some of us are sitting with stories like this that we need to share with the others who are broken here. Give them hope, my friends, because He's not a partial God. He's not a partial God. You have faith, He will do it for you. Amen? Amen. It's a good time to come to the breaking of bread. It's good to wind this up with In Christ Alone. Yes? Let's stand. Let's declare our lives are hidden with Christ in God.